You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Sold out the home opener. I guess let's talk from a business side of things. I know now you guys are not, now you're locally owned, right? You're not owned by the league anymore. You're independent. So how has that changed, and how does that benefit the ownership group or the organization?
Yeah, you know, I don't even know where to start with what's been going on for your listeners. Update them on the team in the last few months here, because it's been a lot. And it's crazy, and it's all really good, positive news. But one of the things, you know, we want to bring a championship caliber local team. And really that starts with now having local ownership. So we're the Stingers Entertainment Group, and includes myself, James Burns, and Tank Vander, all local businessmen who came together to get the team from the league to purchase it and to really make this a team for Edmonton, by Edmonton. So that's huge. And now that we can just kind of control how we want to use our resources, how we want to treat players, our vision of what we want to do with the team, you know, everyone's been really receptive from the fans and all the support we've got. And now we can really give that back and be involved in the community from the top down level. And that goes, you know, even to our GM, Steve Sir, friend of the show, our head coach, now retired, Jordan Baker, assistant coaches who are all local guys, and even players, you know, from Edmonton, like you hear Ugwak, who's back, who's just finishing up his time in Germany right now, and ex-Golden Bears like Brody Clark and newly signed Adam Page. So it's really that YG focus for Edmonton by Edmonton kind of model.
My son, when we went to games last year, loved it. I know Stretti took his boys and daughter a few times. They really like the atmosphere. You guys have, you know, obviously the game itself is very important, but
yes.
Talk about the in-game experience and how the Stingers have really focused on that to make it more than just the game.
Yeah, you know, one of our pillars, Jason, is fan experience. And quite simply put, we want this to be the best sporting experience you'll find in this city. And I think we're there, if not darn close. So basically, you know, we can only control, and I put the team together and Jordan and Steve do in terms of GM and coach, we can only control so much. But what I can control is for people to have an amazing time in that hour and a half that you're basically going to be at the Expo Center, at the new Flair Airlines Hangar Arena. And what you experience. So that comes down to, you know, we've got brand new seats with cup holders, which is big news. We're going to put a giant screen in. If your fans know what the screen looked out at the Ford tailgate party, that screen is actually coming indoors, believe it or not. And that's going to be our big screen. So that's going to really take up the experience. Mm. We're dialing in. We're our first two games. So we're on the 28th and the 31st, Jason. We've got free parking. We're able to negotiate that. We've got $5 beers. We're talking about $5, 350-ml cans. Great. And then we have a whole food menu of five under five. So we have five items that are $5. So we're talking chicken fingers, hot dogs, pizza, nachos, popcorn, even slushies. So, you know, I want to make sure that we remove all barriers to come see this amazing basketball product that we have in the Edmonton Stingers. And if you get out here, you will have an amazing time, I guarantee it.
Is that one of the biggest feedbacks you got from fans, is that, you know, if it's more affordable, not just the ticket price, but the food and beverage, that you'll have more people come?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I'm like yourself. I've been to a lot of sporting events here, and it's great. But there's nothing that really gets you off to, you know, bad mood of, you've got a bad experience with parking before you even got to the game. Or you had to wait in a long concession line to get your food, and it was overpriced, and it wasn't that good, let's say. If I can eliminate those things, and that goes to any experienced sports concert, if we can get those and have those in our control, why wouldn't we, right? So, you know, working with the team at Expo and Explore Edmonton to get this done has been huge, and we want to make this just part of an enjoyable experience. And on top of that, we reduced our ticket prices so you can get in for $20 to our game, which is great value. So any kind of thing that you're thinking, well, I want to go see a Stingers game, but this might be a reason why I can't, we're trying to make sure that we've covered all those issues.
Reed Clark joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260, Edmonton Stingers. Of course, their season tips off Saturday, May 27th, and their home opener will be Sunday, May 28th against Calgary, and then they have Niagara coming to town, so two games in May. Then their next home game is the 10th of June. The home opener is sold out. Where are you at for season tickets? We've got people texting in already saying, I want to go to the home opener. I couldn't. So how do you get to the other games?
Yeah. I mean, we got a great response from the crowd. As soon as we put single game tickets the next day or two, I think the home opener sold out. So we had a whole bunch of group tickets and everything we input. So awesome to see that. It's going to be an amazing experience on Sunday. If you don't have tickets there, there's tickets for the Wednesday game on the 31st. Season tickets, we're actually up to 1,200 season tickets, which is a really great number. One to be proud of. We're leading the league right now in that area, and it's more than three times what we had last season. So great response from the basketball fans in this city, Jason. So good to see. And we've got some tickets. They're going pretty fast for that Wednesday, May 31st game, but still the offers of the cheap beer, the free parking, the 5 under 5 food menu. We still have all those things available, and if you want to go to stingers.ca, if you reach out, season tickets, we can help you out to find some good options for you.
You mentioned, do you have specific in-game promotions this year?
Yeah, we do. We're going to we're bringing back our half-court shot beer for a year, so that was popular. One person hit it last year, and the place went absolutely crazy. So we got that back. We're also going to have with Flair Airlines our shot from the dot. Promotion where you get to win actually a flight for two anywhere Flair flies. That's going to be coming back as well. We have some other great activations. We try to do about 8 to 10 on-court fan activations where people have a chance to win an amazing prize and they still go home with something great. So between that, the DJ, we're going to do up to 10 fan tosses a game, Jason. So you always probably do 2 t-shirt tosses. We'll do 10 t-shirt mini ball tosses with gift cards from your favorite restaurants. So we're making it as jam-packed as possible. There's always something going on. And tough if you're a kid coming to the game to not leave with some sort of a prize from the Stingers.
Now, you mentioned, the half-court shot, which is a pretty sweet. Now, that wasn't Strutty, was it?
No, Strutty didn't make it.
Did he hit the basket?
I don't know about that. I don't think he did. But to be fair, it's harder than it looks.
Oh, it is harder. 100% it's harder. I was just, I'd like to get a video out of it because I'd be very curious about his form if he went with the single arm, if he tried the two arm push from his chest. So I'll have to ask him a little bit later on because he never told, he was going to send us a video, but then he forgot to. So
sometimes tough guys go with the one arm because they think they can do it. And that's probably not the best approach. I would take a little bit of a run two arm toss at it myself.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Now, what about the team? Obviously, you got the new coach, a new GM, some new players. There's obviously a little bit of turnover every year, but you got some of your key guys back. Is it too early to tell kind of how you're going to shape up on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, I really like how our team has been put together. Steve and Jordan have been working hard, obviously, in the offseason to get everyone that we really wanted on the team. So we're actually starting our training camp tomorrow. We're heading out to Jasper, and we're going to do a couple days of training camp there to kind of, that community's really excited about it. And it's good to get guys from all over the world to come see the mountains and experience Jasper. So that's going to be really cool. But for returning players, so the fans, so Adika, Peter McNeely, he's back. In the guard position. We're going to have Brody Clark is going to be back in a forward, and then here Ugwok is going to be back as well. So we have those three. And then Somto, who is one of our U-Sport players, is going to be coming back as well. He's had a great season at York. So we got four guys returning. And then on top of that, we've really rounded out the roster with some great spots, especially at the forward position. We've got a guy, I'm actually picking him up tonight, from Lithuania. We might be the first Lithuanian player to play in our league, who we're expecting big things from. He can do it all, shoot the ball, dunk, defend, everything. Some great American talent coming in. A lot of guys with G League experience, too, to make a big impact. So I like our chances. If you look at what I think Bet Victor had for the odds, I think we've got the third best chance to win the championship in the league right now behind Niagara and Hamilton. I would put us ahead of those two, but that's just my vote. So I really like how it's shaping up.
And I've got a lot of text people wondering, do you have any vegetarian options at the concession?
Yeah, we do. 100% there is a vegetarian option. Okay. And I guarantee it'll be under $5.
Ooh, nice. All right. Well, Reed, good luck in the season. And we look forward to the Blue and Yellow Report every week here on The Gregor Show. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jason.